One of the questions that people have asked is if you take off your tzitzis in the middle of the day for some reason or another, to play sports, to take a shower, to take a nap, I don't know, whatever reasons a person might have, to go swimming, to take off their tzitzis in the middle of the day, do you say a new bracha when you put on the tzitzis again? Now, once a person wears a talis gadol, this shaila is no longer a shaila, because in general, a person wears a talis gadol does not recite a bracha on a talis katan anyway. They only recite a bracha when they put on a talis gadol. But for the shaila comes up for those who wear talis gadol as well. For example, every year on Yom Kippurim, that is one of the I always thought about maintaining a list of shailas that come up every single year, and somehow people forget the answers from year to year every single year. So that would go on the list of shailas that come up every single year, that people forget the answers every year, that during the break on Yom Kippurim, people take off the talis in the break between Musaf and Mincha, and then they come back to shul and they're going to put their talis back on. So the shaila is, do they recite a new bracha when they put the talis back on? So the sugya, we'll start from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ches, if your dalit writes, v'im pasha taliso, afilu ayodaito lachzor l'satif bo, if you took off your talis, even though your intention was to put it back on, miyad, you wanted to put it back on right away, you were just taking it off for a second, says the Mechaber, tzarich levarich kishiyachzor v'yasatif bo. You need to recite a new bracha when you put your talis back on. Comes along the Rama, that some say that you do not recite a new bracha if when you took it off you had in mind that you were going to put it back on. And then the Rama says, that this halacha that you do not recite a new bracha on the talis gadol that you took off and you had in mind to put it back on is only if you were still wearing tzitzis of some sort. You still had a talis katan on. But if you didn't have a talis katan on, then he would agree with the Mechaber that whenever you take off your talis gadol, you would have to recite a new bracha when you put it back on. So it turns out that according to the Beis Yosef, whenever you take off your talis, it doesn't matter, you're always going to have to recite a new bracha when you put it back on. According to the Rama, since you intended to put it back on, it's not a hefsik, and you don't have to say a new bracha. But the Rama says yesh omrim that that's only if you're wearing a talis katan, that it's not going to be a hefsik, and he thinks that that's the minhag. However, the Bach, the Magen Avraham, the Gra, they all say that when you intend to put it back on and to be misatif miyad, even if you're not wearing a talis katan, you do not recite a new bracha. But if the talis came off stam without any kavana to put it back on, then it's tali whether you're wearing a talis katan or not. So most of the achronim, including the Mishnah Brura in Sivkat Lam Zayin over there, most of the achronim disagree with Rama and say that that you do not recite a new bracha so long as when you took off your talis, you planned on putting it back on, and for that matter, when you took off your tzitzis, you planned on putting it back on soon thereafter, even though you're not wearing another pair of tzitzis. So you're not wearing anything begad of dalit kanfos while it's removed. So Beis Yosef tries to bring a raya that he's correct from a Gemara in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that any time a person goes into the Beis HaKisei, Mashi Yadei Umevarech Al HaTefillin, he should wash his hands when he comes out of the bathroom, and he should say a new bracha on the tefillin. When he took off the tefillin before going into the Beis HaKisei, clearly his intention was to put the tefillin right back on as soon as he came out of the Beis HaKisei, and yet the Gemara still says that you recite a bracha right afterwards. So says Beis Yosef, don't you see that when you take off a mitzvah, when you take off a talis, even though you plan on putting it right back on, you do have to recite a new bracha? The Rama in Darkei Moshe, Sifkat Nevav, says, I don't even get the raya. He says, tefillin is obviously different because you're not allowed to wear tefillin in a Beis HaKisei. So a Beis HaKisei is going to be a major hefsik vis-a-vis tefillin because it's usher to wear tefillin in a Beis HaKisei. And therefore, even though you intended to put it back on, when you come back out of the Beis HaKisei, it's a brand new Hanachas tefillin, Masha Ein Kein by tzitzis. There's no iser to go into a Beis HaKisei wearing tzitzis, and therefore it's not a hefsik at all. And since the Rama rejects the raya of the Beis Yosef, that's why the Rama paskins against the Beis Yosef. And he says, Meikar Adin, as long as you have kavana to put it back on, you're going to be able to put it back on without even reciting a bracha. The Radvaz in a Tshuva in Chelek Hei Simon Beis Alafim Shin Yud Zayin writes that by tzitzis, if you take her for talis in order to go to the bathroom or to a Beis HaMerchatz, you should make a bracha because Ein Lecha Hafsaka Gedola Mizu. And he says that's true by tefillin, it's true by a talis. But if you take it off al menas just to put it back on, not to go to the bathroom, then you don't have to recite a new bracha. So mitzadechel he passes like the Ramah that just removing the talis itself is not a hefsik, but he still thinks that Beis HaKisei, even vis-a-vis a talis, even vis-a-vis tzitzis, that Beis HaKisei is a hefsik. Now the Radvaz, Rav Asher Weiss points out that the Shitas of Radvaz is that even though there's no iser to go into the Beis HaKisei with your tzitzis, but the minhag is that with at least a talis gadol, people take it off when they go into the Beis HaKisei, and since that's the minhag, it becomes a hefsik. Therefore, it would turn out for a talis katan, it's not a hefsik, because there's no such minhag to remove a talis katan when going into a Beis HaKisei. So even if someone does remove a talis katan in order to enter the Beis HaKisei or a Beis HaMerchatz in order to shower or whatever in the middle of the day, that would not be a hefsik, and according to the Ramah, it would not require a new bracha when he puts on the tzitzis. Again, the Ramah said that if you're not leaving on any other beged, the minig is to yes say a new bracha, but we pointed out all the Acharon, the Magen Avraham, the Gran, the Mishabura, they all say not like that, that if you plan on putting it back on, you're not going to require a new bracha. The question is what exactly is the shir over here? The Ramah says if you the Mechabrat said if daita lachzor lov shom miyad you don't say a new bracha. So it's pashut that if you don't plan on putting it on right away, so until way later, so then you will say a new bracha. So how exactly are we magdir that? So in Shulchan Aruch Rav Simon Ches Siv Chav Gimel he writes, Avlim kisha pashto lo hayadaita lachzor lov bosh ad liachar kama sha'os, that if it's going to be many hours, azay af machakach nimach lov shall take of miyad tzarech lachzor levarich, that's when you're going to have to say a new bracha. So he says that it's got to be kama sha'os, and that's what he says in l'gabei tefillin as well in Simon Chafei Siv Chav Tes, mi shechalat es tefila vaya bedaito shalol lachzor anichon ad liachar zman meruba kimo beis o gimel sha'os tzarech lachzor levarich. If it's going to be 2-3 hours, then you go and you say a new bracha. And then legabe sukkah, in Simon Tafresh Lamates Sifid Gimli says, if someone leaves the sukkah and he plans to only come back a few hours later, then you don't have to say a new bracha. Now by sukkah he says, sha'a oshtayim. So it is a little interesting that he switches it up. He went from 2 to 3 to 1 to 2 hours, so it's not exactly even in terms of the way he presents it. But l'chora, he's not really intending to be mechalik between tzitzis and tefillin and sukkah, where in one place he says kama sha'os, in the other place 2 or 3, in the other place 1 or 2. It means a long, long time, and you have to figure out what you consider to be a long, long time. The Mishnah Berurah in Simon Ches of Lamed Zayin writes, Vida Dim be'ez hafshita lo hayadaito lulvosh miyad rak liachar ezezman avsha acharka chosav inasatev b'miyad l'kuli almasor chlachsor levarich, that if when you took it off your intention was to put it on liachar ezezman, but that's as specific as he gets, some period of time. In the Leket Yosher, which is Talmud of the Trumas Deshan, he often reports the minhagim, pretty much entirely reports him in Hagim of the Trumas HaDeshen in Chelek Aleph, Amud Vav, he says, and then again in Amud Mem Gimel, that the Trumas HaDeshen would take off his talus for his afternoon nap, and then he would say a bracha when he woke up. In Trumas Kol Elio, Chelek Beis, Min Beis, he says that someone who takes off his talus to go into the Beis HaMerchatz, it's a Hefzeh Gadol, and he has to be Lachzor Levarich, he has to say a new bracha. So it sounds like it's not because sleeping is a Hefzik or because Beis HaMerchatz is a Hefzik, it's just the Zman, the amount of time that happens in between. In fact, in Shara Kavanos, Inyan Atzitzis, Drush Vav says that the Arizal, when he went to the mikvah, would say a new bracha on the tzitzis. Says Avol Morizal, Kshayilovish Talis Katan Biyom, Ukshayyotzi in Beis HaMerchas, in Beis HaTvilich, Yotzi Bezeh, Hayinog La'ativ Rosh Ubo Mamish. When he came out of the mikvah, he would do a whole Ativas HaRosh, Vayimavarich Lesativ Betzitzis, Vacharka Chayishom Tomel Rosh. Then he would take it off of his head, Omridal Shek Ksevav, wearing it on his shoulders, k'derech l'vishaso. Gamri yisi l'morizal shei mevarich l'sati p'tiz k'shayi b'beis ha'tvila k'nizkar. That whenever he would do that, he would say a new bracha. And the Tshuvas Rav Pa'olim Chelek Beis or Chaim Simon Hay, he says that no, it's only by a bathhouse that you have to say a new bracha, because it takes a long time to bathe in a bathhouse. But if you're just going to go for a mikveh, then you don't have to say a new bracha. The Ari HaKadosh, he was tovel. Who knows how many times he was tovel? He probably spent hours at the mikveh trying to purify Al Pi Kabbalah or whatever, doing something much more deep. So something that was much more time consuming. So it's probably Kama Sha'os. That's what the Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim says. Rav Vadia in Yabia Omer Chel Chesim Beis Ozvav says that the Shir Chatzi Sha'ah, that if your das is not to put on the tzitzis again until a half hour later, then you're chozer mevarich. In the Sefer Halicha Shlomo from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, or from the Torahs of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he paskens lemaisa that unless it's been kama sha'os, you do not go and recite a new bracha. So if a person is going to just take off the tzitzis for an hour or something, so you should have kavana. The one possible eitzah is to have kavana originally when he says the bracha, that the bracha should only be, meaning in the morning when he recites a bracha, Rav Asher Weiss suggests, one possibility is that he should have in mind when he recites the bracha, that the bracha should only be operative until he removes the tzitzis in the afternoon. And then, if he already had das, that the bracha should only extend till that time, so then he Lukuli Alma would require a new bracha when he puts on the tzitzis again. That is not super pashut. The Bir Halacha says that it's nachon that a person should have a kavana when he in a bracha when he puts on his talis, that if he's going to need to go to the Beis HaKiseh, Beis HaMerchatz, that this bracha should only work until he has to go to the bathroom. And therefore, the Bir Halacha says he can for sure say a new bracha safely when he comes back from the bathroom. But that's something that is a worthy sugya to look into. Do we have the ability to limit the impact or the length of time that our bracha is going to be chal for? Does a person have the ability to have that sort of control on the faucet of the impact of his bracha? Or do we say, no, a bracha works on the mitzvah, and as long as the mitzvah is ongoing, so you can't say, oh, my bracha only works for the first 10 minutes. Let's say a person is worried he's not going to get Meir Brachas on Shabbos or something. So he comes to the great Eitzah. He's going to have Kavanah when he puts on his talis on Shabbos morning that the Brachas should only work for 5 minutes. And then 5 minutes later, say another Bracha. And have in mind, that will only work 5 minutes. Another one. One after the other. He'll be able to So can you really do such a thing? So Rav Asher Weiss has an impressive list of Mar Makomos from, nine different places in Halacha where we find such a notion of limiting the impact of your bracha. Maybe in a different occasion when the slot is more than 10-15 minutes, we could discuss that. But Halacha Lemaisa, I would think, if a person is taking off their tzitzis in the middle of the day to play an activity there, or to take a shower or to go for a run, whatever it is that you might be doing during the day, that you might take off your tzitzis for a little bit, I think the practice is that we do not recite a bracha when we put the tzitzis back on, despite the fact that the Rama seems to say otherwise, and for sure the Mechaber says otherwise. Maybe for Sephardim it's different, but certainly for Ashkenazim, we would not. It would seem that the general practice is not to recite a bracha. If it's going to be 2-3 hours, so then you're already in a much more tricky area. So if you feel that might happen, then it's probably kedai to have in mind in the morning that before your 2-3 hour break, that your bracha should only go up until that 2-3 hour break. But if it's just a half hour, an hour, something like that, it would seem that one would not require a new bracha. Okay.